Hi, everybody. This is April, speaking to you from Space Year 2023. That's right. I'm cutting in here to let you know that it has now been 10 years, a full calendar decade since I started this podcast, Go Bayside. And as you've probably noticed the entire time, it was very DIY. I was never on a network. There's never been any ads in any of the episodes. And now that it's been 10 entire years that it's been out there in the ether on every possible podcast player for you to enjoy, I am taking the first 50 episodes and I am archiving them. So episodes 1 through 50 will now only be available on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/AprilRichardson. If you go there, there's several tiers that I think are very reasonable. The first being just to have access to all of the Go Bayside archive episodes. The rest being to catch up on the new stuff that I'm making should you be interested in hearing me talk about other things that aren't Saved by the Bell related. So there you go. It's been 10 years, you guys. 10 years listening to me talk nonsense about this television show. And now you can join me over at patreon.com/AprilRichardson. Or if it's easier for you to remember, you can go to baremins.com. That is BAREMINS.com. And you can find all of the old Go Bayside episodes there for you to enjoy. Play until your heart's content. Leave comments. See the photos on my old green couch. Join us there, please. And thank you so much for 10 years of supporting Go Bayside. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to what I'm going to call the lost episode of Go Bayside, because I realized, okay, obviously you guys know I already did the live finale with Jimmy Pardo, and then I realized I did not do the time capsule episode, and I feel like it's fitting to do it after the graduation episode, because that's what they do. They find a time capsule after those guys should have graduated. Okay.
It makes sense chronologically.
I didn't introduce you yet.
Oh.
That is the voice of the guest for this lost episode. It's a lost episode in so many ways. Because that...
As in it's about to get lost?
No,
it's
going
to be so bad you're going to tuck it away and
lost relationships, lost episodes. Because that, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a listener to this podcast... You know him as the guy who dumped me for high-fiving too much.
So painful.
His name is Tommy Roach.
Oh my God, I just walked into this trap.
Yes, you did.
I walked into it.
Yes, you did. You voluntarily came in here.
I sat on your couch and then I was like, what are these? And they were microphones. And then you just started recording.
And I was like,
I can't believe
this. Stop lying. You knew what you were getting into. So...
No, I didn't. I was like, this is going to be fun and cool.
It is fun and
cool.
That is
what I thought. But
it is so far both
not,
of those things.
I did not know. Do you have a bunch of... like printouts of comments that people made about high-fiving in support
I could
of high-fiving.
Actually show you emails. I was gonna say 50-50 divide. That's not true. I'm gonna say it's a 70-30 divide pro high-fives.
Really?
I did get a couple from dudes who were like, yeah, he's right. Like, don't high-five your boyfriend.
That's true.
But then I got more from people being like, you'll find your high-fiver one day, April. Don't give up hope.
This is getting super... I mean, I do wish you luck with that. you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I appreciate it. I appreciate your good wishes.
We are off to an amazing start.
This is a great start.
I'm really excited.
Okay, so yeah, everybody, it is right now Tom Hanksgiving. It is actual Thanksgiving night. Tommy's here visiting his brother. And yeah, I get it. Like, normally I have, well, that's not true. I had my ex-husband on, had Andy on, my other ex-boyfriend. So you're like the
I'm
third
rounding
ex.
Out the roster.
Yeah. And you're also funny, even though you're an army dude, you're funny. You count as a funny dude. So the episode that we just watched is called The Time Capsule, as I mentioned earlier. The original air date was December 5th, 1992. And normally I have the guests do a synopsis of the plot, but that's all it is. It's just they find, it's just a time capsule.
Yeah.
Now, okay. Yeah, so that's all it is. Like, Belding finds a time capsule, or the kids,
it's
the new
class,
kids do.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. That... golden opportunity missed, first of all, because that's not the cast of the new class.
Mm.
Those are just some randos that are gone.
I'm not as familiar with the canon. right. As you are.
No, that's not the cast of the new class. It's like five randos that just come in for this one
and
episode.
Rando they are. I have a few adjectives I was noting. Oh, as
well, of course they're clones of... There's a Lisa.
They're like schlebby.
Right.
They're thuggish. They're, you know, they're
I didn't
not,
get that from them
you didn't
at all.
Get it all. They're just, no. They really seem like they just wandered in off the street.
Well, they are like cut rate versions of the actual cast. It's fake Screech who they call Duddy. Like a fake Lisa, a fake Jesse, and all that. But like, yeah, you don't ever see them again. They're not the new class. Also, I loved, and I love this in all TV shows and movies, that the way that you know Mr. Belding is aged is that he has grown a mustache. Yep. Which is a thing that like some 14-year-old can do. So that's not an indicator of age.
Just a little salt and pepper here on the sides.
Like, the tiniest bit, but the main thing is they're like, oh, look at this mustache. He's so elderly. Uh-huh. Like, yeah.
No, but yeah,
I
visually.
I guess they have a little bit of a gray thing in it, but I'm just saying, I always love that, because that's happened in other TV shows and movies where it's like, to indicate time has passed, somebody grows a mustache, and it's like, that's not a thing that comes with it. You can grow a mustache at any time.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, I would encourage it. Yeah, in fact, every year people do it.
Right, exactly. So it's like, it's not like only older dudes can do this. It's like, no, some teenagers can. So that's hilarious to me.
Some of those new class cast members definitely could.
Yeah, they definitely could have. The rough around the edges.
Yeah, that new Slater. He's had 5 o'clock shadow.
So they go, the new class or whatever, like the new kids come in. Mm-hmm. They go, Mr. Belding, we just found this thing.
No, let's really talk about this for a second here. I don't want to get too serious about this.
Okay.
But I was jarred for a moment because
the new cast?
No, I forgot that this show harkens back to a more naive time, I think, in our nation's culture.
Yeah.
Where people can come in with a mysterious capsule into their principal's office and be like, hey, I think we found a bomb.
Oh, my God, you're right. Holy shit, that's how they say it. When, like, in this day and age, as soon as they were digging and they came to that, it would be like they would call in the bomb squad or whatever, like, immediately.
Another thing, too, no question as to why these people were digging under the school. Like, mysterious
totally.
Group
like,
of
Belding
five people.
Like, that's weird. What were you guys doing?
What are you guys doing this afternoon? You guys want to go dig some stuff up? Or like that's what they're doing during. Oh, my God. Totally ridiculous.
God,
they gloss over it completely just to get to the clip show.
You're so right. And I did, too, actually. I didn't even. You're 100% right on all that. Yeah. Why were they digging? He doesn't question it at all. He's not like, so there are a bunch of holes in the football field? Like, what's going on?
I know. They're not dirty in any way.
And you're right.
There's not a groundskeeper shaking his fist or anything like that.
Groundskeeper really is not there.
Is that pissed off?
But also, you're right. Like, they don't even. They just go, it might be a bomb, and they all kind of laugh at it.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, oh, no, that's a thing people do in this day and age, like regularly calling bomb threats to schools. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's before that.
Yeah.
Which is kind of endearing and also kind of creepy in a lot of ways that they
I mean,
did.
It's kind of a bummer. I mean, this is definitely, I mean, so many things about this show indicate a pre-9/11 world, especially how people just like will just waltz into this school, like just walk on campus like, what's up?
Yeah, everything
with
is
no
so,
security.
The amount of innocence is crazy. Just like boys going into girls' locker rooms, like that
well, no,
to me just screams like lawsuit left and right. But that's basically 50% of Screech's career from what I understand from this. From this, I think at least his freshman and sophomore year.
Yeah, oh, they always sent him in whenever
in
anything needed to be done in the girls'
yeah.
locker room. But we'll get to that. Yeah. But yeah, so they come in, they're like, we found this thing. Now, funnily enough, like you pointed out such obvious things and you're right. My deal with this is they come in, they go, we found this thing. Belding opens it up and he goes, oh, it's a time capsule.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, I would think he would
first
go,
of all, it's an uncased videotape.
Yeah, it would
which
never
has been
play.
In the ground for 10 years.
It
yeah.
play.
And it is perfect.
Yeah.
There's no scratches or anything like that. It just pops right in there, hits
yeah.
play. Because they're definitely 10 years from now, they were going to have VCR technology right in the corner
too.
Of his.
As
like,
they're making it, they don't even go, well, maybe they won't play this anymore. Or
yeah,
whatever.
He didn't have to look
format.
Around for a cable or
yes!
something. You know what I'm saying?
It's just immediately where it works perfectly. There are no like lines on the top and the bottom of the thing, no tracking issues. Like it's pristine. But. My thing is he opens it immediately, and instead of going, you know what? There should be, like, an assembly. Like, we should call more than the five of you should
I know.
See this.
Why does he only That's favor a small group?
Yeah.
it's so it's a should... consistent thing.
Because I think, well, did you have a time capsule at your high school?
So I remember there was a time capsule that people put together, but and I knew we were going to watch this episode, and I was trying to rack my brain to see whether or not.
So you did have one. Like, your senior class made a time capsule?
Yeah, I think that they did. And I really should know this because I was president of that class.
God, of course you were.
But I...
What did you... Wait a minute. So as president, did you get to dictate like what goes in it?
No, that's the thing. It's like I don't remember that process. I remember...
Was it
like
the yearbook staff that was in charge
of it? Maybe it was middle school rather than high school or something like that. But I know that at one point our class did do that. You could put something in the time capsule, whatever it was. But I think I probably blocked it out because there was nothing... To me... What's funny is that like Zach Morris ends this show with this quote about being like high school is the best time of your life,
which rings true for no one. Oh my god!
If that's the best time of your life, kill yourself. It's all over. You know, it should get way better after that.
Yes, I agree. Like that was all. My mom would say that to me all the time. You should be enjoying the best time. I'm like, yeah. If this is the best time of my life, I'm gonna go jump off a bridge. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, like, even though I enjoyed it, it wasn't a particularly rough time, but it wasn't like. This is as good as it gets. I didn't even believe it. I'm like, there's no way it's as good as it gets.
I was talking with my brother earlier today about high school because high school was the point. I think it was middle school to high school, somewhere in there is when you realize that because we were raised by pretty good. Our parents are very nice and very respectful people.
Right.
And so generally we're raised to believe that if you were also nice and you were also respectful and you were raised, you know, you did the right thing,
right.
Then you would be rewarded. You would rise to the top.
Right.
And it is in high school
that never happens
when
to anyone.
You are shown the truth of the world,
right.
Which it is, people are, you know, in many ways selfish, and it's a horrible society that you've been birthed into.
Right.
And all the lessons of your great parents are totally wrong.
That's way grim. That's a cool
I'm sorry.
Anyway, I do want to get back to the time capsule. Oh, but you don't remember what anybody put in it.
Yeah, I don't. I also. And
was it the same print? Like, it was like you buried it somewhere on school
I think it was
grounds?
I think it was pretty much, as I recall, it was pretty much all of it was generic and designated by administrators. So it was probably like a yearbook or like, you know, a jersey or something like that.
Okay. That's what I want. Even though I'm going to repeat myself a thousand times, that's what I want to get into because it would be. If you're making a time capsule, like if the senior class, the whole senior class is making a time capsule that they want the senior class of 10 years from then to look at, it would be filled with universal experiences.
Yeah, exactly.
It would either be filled with that or it would be like the thing in the yearbook where they go like, this is what happened this year. And it's like the headlines of that year. You know what I mean? Like we would have a section in our yearbook that was like
news clippings.
Totally. Remember when the Berlin Wall came down while we were in school? Yeah. And then it would be like that. So I
pictures
would
of like the spring play stuff.
Yes,
like that.
It would just be like universal
stuff we did this year.
Totally. Yeah. So when they put this in a press play, first of all, it's only their crew as usual. Which of course, that's every episode. It's like only them doing shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only them, only Zach Slater, all that crew sitting there going, "You guys, listen how awesome senior year was." And then it's so personal, like it's to where Zach's almost like. My favorite part of senior year, definitely when I fuck Kelly. Like, it's like, what? That's not... The people watching it would be like, I don't know who you are. I don't know who Kelly is. Like, this does not ring true for me in any way.
Yeah.
Like, there's no universal shared high school experience. They would go, we won the championships. Our band won some awards.
Right.
This guy did this. Like, it would be...
I mean, so far we've been hating on building and we've been hating on the... for just focusing on those six people and then the actual six people themselves.
Only
that new
focus.
Class really, yeah, they deserve a little hate right now, in my opinion. They should have definitely been like, who are these people?
Well, that, of course.
Just shrugging and
like,
looking around confusion the entire time.
I agree with you. And they should have been like, hey, can we just wait till we do have an assembly in the gym or something?
Yeah.
So like the whole class sees
this
at
once. Yeah, let's
not
be selfish about this.
Like, we shouldn't be privy to this yet. But you're right. So Belding puts it in, presses play, and that's when Zach is like, hey, we're the class 94.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, guys? In 10 years, hope it's awesome. And then he's like, hey, we taped our life at Bayside, which again, it's like only them. He's like, only we taped our life at Bayside, even though there's hundreds, presumably, of other students. But they go, first of all, oh, and then this one's Belding. Like, Belding the whole time, like, creepily brags about, like, how tight of bros they were. And that's another thing where the cast should have been, well, I guess he's probably ass tight with them because they should have been like, why'd you hang out with them all the time? That's weird.
So I don't know anything about, I mean, I've seen a few episodes of the show, obviously, right. Because I'm a white suburbanite and was
and
of age
like
when it was being
age.
Broadcast.
Yeah.
Does he ever stand up for himself in the entire 4-season run of the show ever?
Belding?
Yeah.
I mean, I think he probably does, but I'm sure it's brief. I mean, I can't off the dome right now think of one, but like, I'm sure it's brief. And I'm sure that, like, when he does, like, Zach tricks him almost immediately again.
He just takes so much lip from those kids.
He totally does. Well, that's the thing. Even in the tape, so they're like, he's like, these guys really respected me. And he's like, see? And then that's when Zach's like, yo, Mr. Belding, first of all, go check your triple Z file, which I'm like, no last name on the planet starts with three Zs. Right. Like, whose file is that? So then he goes, opens the file cabinet, and that's when, like, motorized, like, a thing.
Confetti, right?
Shoots confetti up.
Yeah.
And that got me on the same level as the VHS tape, where I'm like, oh, really? That was lying dormant for 10 years?
I know. How much work are you not doing, Belding?
Yes!
Which is crazy. So the opening shot of the entire episode is Belding. I don't know if you remember this. Belding is literally just, like, you know, breathing on a photograph frame and just sort of, like, buffing it,
right,
you know?
Right.
And then he just goes back to his desk, like, work done,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
That's apparently all that he does,
that's
because
he's
not opening any other drawers for 10 years.
So, like, he doesn't need to do it. They're in charge.
I guess so.
They say jump. He says how high.
I just worry for those children, not necessarily for the 6 or 5 now that we have in the new class,
right,
but all the other unnamed, the faceless.
Everyone else in Bayside that gets
like,
no attention.
Who's
whatsoever.
Organizing their school menus? Like,
yeah.
Who's paying these teachers? Like, are they
I'm
just. Do they have any uniforms for their extracurricular activities?
No,
like, he's clearly not doing any work whatsoever.
No, he's not doing anything. So he opens triple Z file. That happens. Yep. That's amazing to me that that's still functioning. The motorized confetti thing. Okay, so then that's when they start talking, and they're like, hey, here's all of our best times of high school. Cool memories. Check them out. Now, again, it starts off... Okay. It starts off with super personal shit. And the... Look, I know it's a TV show. Listeners of this know anyway. I get like way deep into it as if it's a real thing. I get it. It's a TV show. Okay. However, if you're going to tell me in the context of this TV show, like they start... They don't give any context. Like I said, like Zach just starts talking about Kelly as if these people 10 years in the future go, oh yeah, Kelly. You know Kelly. You know what she's like. That's just like Kelly. Sounds just like a thing Kelly would do. They have no idea who this person is. Mm. They have no context. They don't know that Zach's dating her. Like, they don't know who fucking Zach is. He's just like, yeah, I'm Zach. And they're like, yeah, totally. That's Zach.
Seems pretty cool. Yeah.
Yes. But they have
that
no...
That guy's got my haircut. I feel like I understand him.
Yeah, that's like as deep as it gets. But like Zach gives him no context for any of this and then just starts like totally going off. Now, Lisa, same thing. Like Lisa comes up and she's like, yeah, most of my days at Bayside were spent looking good and avoiding Screech.
Right.
And then they all kind of go, yeah, totally. And that's like, you don't know who Screech is. You don't know what he's like. Now... Here's
Which
the thing.
Made me feel really bad, actually, for her character, because basically that was just a Screech clip show at that point,
yes,
too. Yeah.
But here's the thing. You're not going to care about this at all because you're not a super fan. Here's the thing that I do have to point out. Because, okay, I'll already say the blanket statement of pretty much everything in this time capsule, they physically could not have had on tape. Like, it's all things
right,
where it's like no one was taping that.
Yeah, and legally.
Yeah.
Because again, all of Screech's
like
scenes are in the girls' bathrooms.
Yes.
The first shot is of Belding I don't know, like curling weights, I guess.
Yes, in the locker room.
Yeah. So
it's all, first of all, it's all stuff no one would have on tape. So you got to go ahead and get past that. I had to mentally get past that, suspend that disbelief.
You're a stronger woman than I am a man then, because I definitely could not. But keep
I
going,
had
keep
to because I was like,
forward.
Okay, I got to get past it. But the thing I couldn't get past is one of Lisa's memories when she's like, yeah, here's one of the times I had to deal with shit. Because I know the episode so well, it is a video of her dream. It's like Inception shit. They have a video of her dreaming. I'm like, I'm already stretching the limits with the concept you guys have in videos of half of these activities. Now I'm like watching Lisa. Are you listening to what I'm saying, Tommy? Like those other kids would be like, holy fucking shit, we're watching a video of this girl's dream. Damn.
No, you know where I'm lost is like, so maybe that was just for our benefit as an audience, but is the actual videotape, which incidentally is really well lit.
Yeah.
You know, the six, like perfectly displayed six characters in front of their glamour shots,
yes,
background.
Yes.
Which,
and they're all like sitting on stools.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It was like a high school photograph. So
yeah,
maybe they just like after their senior photos decided to shoot
Let's
a video
like, make
real
a
quick.
Video. Yeah.
But I'm trying to think whether or not it was the intent of the producer, director, what have you, the creative team behind the show, let's just call it, to intimate the idea that they were actually saying the story rather than, you know, we were seeing the clips.
Oh, but you think
are
that, like,
they, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're blowing my mind
when,
a little bit here.
So what I'm doing while I'm watching this show is asking myself, hey, so how is Jesse Spano, like, when she's telling the story of right. she's so excited.
What she's saying. So
is
you're
she saying in a narrative form, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So you're saying the new class is only hearing them tell these things, but we're seeing the things.
Yes, I think.
You might be right, actually.
I don't think a strong choice was made either way. I don't think anyone thought this through. But this was just like a fun brain exercise for me. Like, if I were Zach Morris right. or I were Screech and I had to literally be like, one time I dressed up like an old Irish lady and pretended to be a janitor and I went in there. But then the thing was, because so many of those stories were you had to be their stories.
100% of them were?
100% of them were. Did all of their stories just completely bomb? Like, I want to hear the narrative.
Are you joking? And if what you're saying is right, not only did they all bomb, but I guarantee when Lisa started going, I had this dream once, they were all like, fuck you, like, pushed her off the stool. Like, you can't talk about your dreams.
I mean, they had to be entertaining enough
capsule.
Because when they come back from the clip, obviously the five new students are so engrossed in this videotape.
Right.
So that, I think, is a challenge for another day, but I would love to sit down.
I think you're right. I think you are totally right.
You know, an actual script that somehow makes them, those stories, in narrative format, as token first person, spoken word, what have you.
I think you're right.
That sounds actually interesting.
The only one that they would actually have tape of, by the way. First, I truly am not just saying that. I think you're right. I think it is them just talking, but then we see the film of it. Right. But the only thing in here I think that's like a legit tape that they would have is the time that Lisa was on Dance Party USA. Somebody really could have taped True. Dance Party USA off of TV.
Should have.
So that one fits. That one tracks. The rest, I think you're right. So then they start throughout the thing, though. Like, throughout, they're talking to Mr. Belding, or they're saying, like, you know, Mr. Belding, if you're watching this, fuck you. Like, you know, they're saying yeah. things as if...
How is he not boiling with anger all of the time?
Well, my thing is that you don't necessarily... How do they know that in 10 years he's still the principal? It's not like you... It's not like principal is, like, in the House of Lords. Like, you're just the principal until you die.
Well, I mean, like, in all fairness, they're... Zach seems to be at least he's written to be at least reasonably intelligent.
Right.
And Belding is a go nowhere loser. So, I mean, if I had to project into the future.
You're totally right. But in the way that I'd be like, he'd get fired. Like, how would he not?
Yeah. Like, someone's going to burn down the school. Yeah. That's pretty much what I would think.
If kids are just walking into his thing being like, we dug up a bomb, we think, then he's not doing a good job.
Let's open that thing up. Let's open whatever it is up right now.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and check my files here.
So, I think in 10 years' time, he would have been totally fired. What if he got fired because one day somebody came in and was like, my son, Frank, has been failing, and you don't know that because you've never opened the triple Z file. You're an inept principal. Anyway, I love the fact that they assume that in 10 years' time, he's still going to be the principal. Okay. So I also found it interesting. Like, we go into screen. My thing is, after obsessively watching the show and, like, knowing it in and out, the things that they chose, like, okay, well, again.
Before we go any further, you clearly are, and I think that this is a good time to maybe pause and reflect a little bit on the podcast itself. It's a time capsule episode, right?
It is, yeah.
So it's not that.
Should I be talking about past episodes?
I think you should do your own clip show, first of all.
Do you know how much editing that would be insane?
Oh, work, sweat. Oh, I'm so sorry.
You just waltz in here and demand that I do something as time consuming.
I'm demanding on behalf of the American and global public, I think.
Oh, god damn, you're gonna get so many emails about this now. No, but there's like 85 episodes, so it's like for real. I mean,
I guess what I want to know is so you've revisited all these things that you used to watch when you were younger,
yes,
but now. You're more cognitively developed, okay?
A little, yes.
And you're exposed now to all, like, four seasons of Saved by the Bell.
Yes.
Has this journey changed you?
It has, actually. In ways, because my worldview, it's expanded my worldview. And
what?
I say that genuinely because there were so many things that, like, and I had to be checked on this because I actually got a few angry emails because so many people would go, just because something didn't happen at your high school doesn't mean it didn't happen. Because there were so many where I'd go, like, that would never fucking happen. And then a bunch of people email me and go, yeah, that happened at my high school. We totally did that. So, yeah, it was a, yeah. And, like,
wait, are you talking about, like, hula dance parties or?
No, even just, like, still to this day, the idea of a radio station at a high school blows my fucking mind to pieces. And the people were like, we totally had one. Because I'm like, who's listening to you're in class? Who's the demographic? You can't turn it on in class. So just things like that. And yeah, just various things where people are like, yeah, this happened at my high school. Even people, I've had people email me and be like, I'm a teacher. Because even the things where I'm like, a teacher would ever do that. And they'd email me and be like, actually, I would totally do that.
Do it three times a week.
Yeah, just stuff like that. That it has, yeah, I've been like, oh, these are some of these things happen. I don't know.
So that's your life changing.
Kind of, because it is good to know about other. I mean, I'm not so selfish or self-absorbed that I really truly think, like, if it didn't happen to me, it's outside of the realm of possibility. But, like, it's been fun to hear about other people's high school experiences being so far removed from mine and also, like, mirroring a TV show in certain respects.
But so didn't, like, it didn't get into your head, like, watching it all over again?
No, what,
you want to, like, play, I don't know.
What's to get in my head?
You want to constantly, like, I don't know, play funny
do
pranks.
Do I still
want to
bang Zach?
Superiors?
Of course I do.
Okay, all right, well,
but
that's,
I mean,
obvious.
What?
Whatever. Nothing. Whatever.
What'd you say?
It's not like you talk about him all the time, but...
Don't take that back. I do not want people in real life thinking I talk about Zach Morris
you,
all the time.
I think you, your computer's sitting over in the corner. You have the keys to the edit button. I don't even know what that means, but you can edit
I don't ever
you want.
Edit these. Oh, I've never edited nice. Anything out of any of these episodes. That's not a lie.
All right.
But don't, please. I don't talk about Zach all the time.
You do not. Yes,
thank
that's
you.
True. Just
thank
some
you.
Of the time.
I have some faults. High-fiving too often might be one of them, but talking about Zach Morris is not. Thank you. No, a best of show could be pretty funny. We'll see. We'll see about it.
I don't know. This is a big time.
This is a big time stuff.
For you. I mean, I think you've
no,
done
it was.
Very...
It was great. I mean, I'm still thinking about what I'm going to do next. And I'm still toying with doing the two movies. I've gotten some emails about that, so we'll see. Moving on.
All right. If you don't, I'm just going to move on to congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
And
that's
tell you
nice.
That we're all very happy and... proud and
who's we all
I'm you right and... now can only speak for myself.
Oh well, that's very kind
but
of
I
you.
Think you are probably also happy and proud, so I'll just speak
I'm pretty
for the
psyched.
Two of us.
Okay. It was pretty fun.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tommy. Well,
thank you.
this has been very pleasant so far.
Yeah, I didn't know how it was gonna go.
We get along fine.
We
why would
fine
you
yes
would get along?
Fine, exactly, we get along fine. We could, all right, whatever. Just move on, move on, move on, move on.
Too real.
Move on, move on.
Wow. Okay. Read into that what you will, listeners. Just fine is how we get along. Okay. So my thing I was taking away from this, though, is, and again, I get that the like writers chose, but if I'm asked to believe, like, okay, these are the kids that made this time capsule, the things that they chose is like their absolute best memories from high school are not that great. And if we're to, I mean, if that's what we're to believe they chose, like Screech is pretty fucking psyched about dressing up as women because he picked two of the times that he did it.
Yeah.
He picked the two classics, the time he dressed up like Barbara Bush
and
the time he dressed up like Sinead O'Connor.
O'Connor.
That's classic. My favorite thing is every time that he did that, like he was never able to, like if you just have to, hey, what's your name? You can't just make up a fake name on a win. Like, you go Barbara Bush. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? You would just
Jane
be like,
Smith. It's pretty
you.
Easy there.
That's exactly what I was going to say, actually. Jane Smith. Yeah, it's pretty easy, but he always picks, like, super famous ladies. So,
and it's just so, it's so hard to stomach for two reasons. First, these three girls, I mean, there's only, again, six people that go to this school.
In the entire school.
Totally. You know, there's, and they've never seen this character before. But clearly, he's just put on a wig and glasses. They should obviously recognize him.
Oh,
but
we've been over that. How they're, the like, 1 foot away from their friend, and they're not like, Screech, is that you, buddy? Like, they don't.
Especially Jessie, isn't she's supposed to be, like, super intelligent?
Yeah, and can't tell that that's her friend with a wig on.
Yeah.
Of course.
Maybe it's all those drugs.
Yeah, all those drugs. All those no-dos. Excuse me. So... yeah, that's crazy that Screech's favorite memories from high school are dressing up like ladies. And then he says, at the end of his thing, he's like, hey, and ladies, I'm still single. Which honestly was like the saddest moment of the whole entire
yeah,
show. Because
well,
it's like,
I don't know if
you
it's...
know in 10 years that you're still single.
I don't know if it was as sad as the fact that he then Dustin Diamond out a 1-800 Screech number, which I thought
Screech.
Was just, oh my God. The so
Screech...
it does. Yeah, it counted.
Oh, okay. It works.
Yeah, it
we
does
should call
work.
It. Let's prank it when we're done.
Actually, you want to do it right now?
Just call and put it
hold
on
there.
One
second.
No, don't. What if it's like a weird thing? 1-800 Screech.
Okay, you can keep talking.
You're gonna
call
it.
Go ahead and
call
1-800 Screech right now.
Okay. So then the next one, I will praise Jesse for this because Jesse's entry or whatever to the time capsule is the only one that's like remotely universal, because she talks about running for student council, and she talks about the project. Like, she shows the school project where they have to pretend to be married. Are you calling it?
Yeah, I am.
1-800 Screech. Tell me what it says. Oh, it's out of order?
It's a non-working number, so apparently he's...
He's hitched.
Yeah, he's found love.
It
so
worked.
He shut it off.
Oh, well, now I don't have a chance. That's what you're telling me. So, anyway, Jesse's are actually universal. Like, she's like, hey, this is... the time I ran for student council, I did this. When we had a project where we had to pretend to be married, we did this. So those are things, I guess, at least. Did you... Oh, that is one thing I asked. And I think one person did say they had. But when you were in school, did you ever have a project where you had to pretend to be married to somebody for a week?
No, because I didn't take the... There was like a... I don't think it was home ec, but it was something like home ec.
Like,
and then
life studies or something?
Yeah, and then for 1 or 2 weeks, people were carrying around fake babies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we didn't have to do that, but like I've heard of that at least.
Super jealous of that, actually.
What? Why?
Because to this day, I know how to do a lot of things.
You don't know how to hold a baby?
Run long distances, fire a gun, and take care of animals and what have you. But when it comes to human infants, I'm completely... Which I feel like is just a skill that most people should have. What if you find an infant?
That's an
the classic story.
That kicks in.
Somebody... For some people, not for me, because my brother has a kid, and I've babysit this tiny little six-month-old infant,
and
I
still... You don't know how to hold her?
Well, no, I
maybe
mean...
Maybe don't say that on record.
I had to, like, literally Google the basics of how to, like, hold a baby stuff, because I'm used to taking care of...
How to hold a baby.
I feel so bad. I have more experience, like literally raising and caring for like goats
right.
and farm animals than I do for human
for
children.
Human beings.
So I still basically think of it as like a dog, and I have to learn this.
Don't send this link to your brother.
No, he knows.
We've compared his child.
We've talked about it. I if it starts crying, I run through an algorithm of things that it needs.
Right.
But the one thing that
it just needs.
You
your
know, love
and
care and compassion. Yes. I just need to, something that I've never, you know, so I need to.
You know what? That doesn't surprise me.
Oh.
Whoa, more toreal.com. Okay. So yeah, so at least Jesse's are universal. So it's weird though, because after Jesse's, then Mr. Belding says to the new crew, he goes, so what do you guys think? Which I just found that super duper weird, because it's like, I'd be like, what do you mean? What do we think of what? Them as human beings? They seem cool, I guess. Like, it was a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think of the time capsule? I don't know. It exists? Like, I don't know what to say to that. So that's weird. But then the next one is they show, I think it's, no, Slater's comes later. No, I think it is Slater's, because he's like, what's up, guys? I'm Slater. I moved around a lot. This is the only school.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And then he's like, Zach constantly pranked me. And then that's when they show one of my truly, truly favorite moments in the entire series.
In the wheelchair?
It's when he is, when Zach dumps ants in his pants, literally. And he gets up and he starts itching, but dancing, like itching in perfect rhythm.
Yeah.
And my favorite part of it is because the teacher who's teaching study hall goes, sit down, this is study hall, not Soul Train. And if you look at the teacher, he is so clearly trying not to laugh. Like, he's like biting his lip trying not to laugh. And so that's just one of my favorite moments of it. And the fact that Slater like dances and scratches. But again, that's one of your favorite memories of 4 years at high school is the time that Zach dumped ants in your pants.
Hmm.
Like, I'm sorry that high school was so boring for you.
I don't know. I'm gonna go to bat for AC Slater right now.
Really?
Because in his clips, he was...
Because you guys both have muscles?
No. I mean, I can make a joke and like we could talk about that a little bit, but I just want that to go away. So I'm just going to say no and move on with my point, which was what I think he was trying to establish was an arc of friendship between himself.
Oh, and like how the rivalry turned into friendship.
Yes,
sure.
Exactly. And then second one is when, because they start talking about
a lot of credit, but all right.
I don't know why. Because I don't.
It's the muscle connection.
Is that what you think? You think that's what it is? The meathead connection?
I think it might be.
AC Slater. The only thing I could think the entire time was that Mario Lopez was hiding his acting talent and his dimples.
That's when Neil Brennan was on. He just called him Dimps the whole time. He's like, Dimps.
So the second scene, though, is when he's in the wheelchair and he comes up to Zach. Yes, and he's telling, that was
when they pranked him.
And they're trying to get, he's trying to get Zach off of Kelly, right? He doesn't want that to happen.
Yes.
And he wants Kelly for himself. And so his ploy is to go ahead and somehow put a bug
that
in
Kelly
Zach's ears.
Beat him up.
Yeah, that Kelly is a vicious killer of some sort or whatever.
Right.
So he does this by coming in with a wheelchair and a full leg cast.
Yeah, why does he have both?
I don't know how many medical professionals would be listening to this podcast, but putting on a full leg cast is a time consuming process.
But it wasn't an actual cast, was it? I thought it was like one of those like that just keep your foot. It
wasn't, I don't think it was a splint.
Cast?
No, I mean, we can look at the
like
footage again. We can go
footage.
Back there, but
he's
it looked like a
Zapruder
full
it.
It looked like a full hip to ankle plaster cast.
Okay.
Plaster. Not even fiberglass. That stuff takes a while to dry
you
and apply.
Like layers and
Are you kidding me? That's a huge thing.
Right.
So I don't know where he got the money, time, or training to actually give himself a full leg split. But
that's true.
That's pretty intense.
Actually, I think it ends up being like a fit. Like, I think he ends up taking it off. Like, it's like sawed down the middle.
Oh, it was just a fit. Oh, Slater, you got me. Yeah.
I think so. But
pulled
then
the
it's
over
also
my
like,
eyes.
Where'd you get that? You can't just like buy those. Like, somebody had to make it, and then you have to cut it in half.
They clearly had some support.
Yeah.
That whole team behind their pranks.
But I thought, but now that you say that, it's like, well, I guess, I was wondering what would be more effective is if you had that and crutches. I'd argue you'd look more injured if you had to try to hobble around on crutches with that.
Mm-hmm.
Than if you're cruising in a wheelchair. Right? I don't know.
Probably. You probably look more pathetic on crutches.
Okay. So that's his whole thing, Slater. And then, but Slater's is hella personal, too. He's like, you guys, I moved around a lot. And it's, again, it's like, who the hell are you? We don't even know who you are. This means nothing.
Well, because he came in on the second season, right? Wasn't the first season somebody else?
No. Well,
oh,
first,
no, that's right. Good Morning,
Miss
Bliss.
It was a separate thing.
And so he replaced somebody else, right?
No, Good Morning, Miss Bliss was like a totally separate show. And then they just moved Zach, Slater, and Lisa to, or I mean, Zach, Screech, and Lisa to Bayside.
Okay.
And then it became Sabreville. Now, my favorite part, this is my favorite part of the whole episode. We've gone down everybody. Everybody's like, remember that time, guys? Mm-hmm. This was so fun. Remember that memory? This was great.
Right.
We get to Kelly. Kelly's first standout memory from all of high school is the time she got a-zit. What is that? She's so boring that she's like, oh my God, you guys, I totally got a zit once. Like, that's her memory.
I'm watching this and I'm trying to think back to all the episodes that I may have watched when I was a kid, and I honestly can't remember her doing anything else other than getting a zit the entire series. Is there anything else that
she
actually
did? She dumped Kelly, or she dumped Zach for a college guy. She dumped Zach for a college guy named Jeff who cheated on her at the attic.
Whoa, that's pretty intense stuff there.
Yeah, so
why is that not on the
college,
clip show?
Dude. That's what I'm saying. So she's like, oh my God, I totally got a zit, you guys, in the big game even. Can you believe it? And then that's when, but just the idea of like everyone sitting around going, all right, what do you want to put in this time capsule? Remember that time we had to fake be married? Yeah, totally. Remember that time we fucking pranked Mr. Bell? Totally.
Yeah,
it was great.
Problem with
you guys,
drugs,
remember
big wrestling match.
Yeah. And they're like, that's what you want to put in there, Kelly? Are you sure? Let's really think about it.
What does Kelly do afterwards? Does she go to the college years?
She does later on.
Does
because
she?
Then she bangs one of her professors.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, I can see that coming probably, right?
What does that mean?
That means she doesn't seem very bright. This is what I've said.
Yeah,
right?
Later on. She comes in like the second season of the college years or something. Anyway, okay, so she, she's like, my zit, it sucked. Okay, so then they, at the end, weirdly, like the girls go, but the dudes were super fun to party with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how it closes, weirdly. And then they show footage, again, footage they would never have, of the sleepover that they had when Screech's mom went to Graceland.
Right.
And it's the dudes, like, running around in tank tops and Umbros singing Beach Boys. But again, they, like, wouldn't have that. Like, it's not a tape anyone would have.
Nope.
Also, totally, it's like taping children in their homes is, like, totally illegal.
To be honest, I don't know. I feel like these dudes, when they got together and they're making a music video, they could conceivably have recorded themselves.
I guess they could have, like, set up a tripod or something.
Whether or not they would have bothered to go ahead and edited that into their time capsule footage.
Capsule.
I just don't know.
Wouldn't the dudes be like, that's kind of embarrassing, guys. Let's not include
yeah,
it in the time
let's
capsule.
Let's destroy this tape.
For the entire school to
where
see.
Where we recorded ourselves, and then we set up a two two-camera shoot where we cut away to four girls laughing at us through a door. So I'm not going to really include that.
Totally.
You totally forgot, though, one thing in AC Slater. That
yeah, of course.
I don't know. We don't need to talk about it, but
what?
I don't know when he go ahead. He picks up that huge behemoth, that Russian-looking wrestler.
Oh,
and does the one
Nedic
suplex.
Oh, yes. Okay, one of... Oh, yeah, because one of Slater's memories is he's like, I was super good at wrestling. I love it. Remember when I totally won? And right. They show him wrestling Nedic, which, again, I was telling you how in the episode we talk about how that guy's clearly 40-plus years old.
At least.
But what did you say? He did one suplex?
He picks him up, throws him over, and that guy is then dazed, which basically means that he basically broke his neck.
Yeah.
Like, he just... that's what that move is designed to really hurt, a spine, you know, a spinal column. So if you're not getting up after that move, like, you're seriously injured.
You're
like
fucked.
I mean, and there's not an EMT in that entire arena,
right,
as far
and
as
all,
I can
yeah,
see.
Nobody cares. Like, everybody goes, oh, sucks for you, buddy, and like walks
yeah.
off.
Slater.
Yeah,
yeah,
like
kill
nobody's
that guy.
Like, can we get like a
eat
neck
his organ
brace? Yeah, yeah.
It was very
did you
primal
wrestle in high school?
No, I did not.
You
we
just
didn't
know suplex from like watching wrestling?
Yeah, I think I don't think I ever watched WWF or anything like that.
Oh, I totally did.
Maybe that might just be dude knowledge. Am I just...
It's just like in your DNA.
I'm sure someone's
going to
write you and
moves
say that's not a suplex or it's some other specific
right
move. But,
right,
you know, I don't know. I'm using suplex as catch-all, I suppose.
I like the word suplex.
So do I. That's probably why
it's
I'm
just like
it
a good word.
It's just fun to say.
Okay, so then they're saying their goodbyes. Everybody goes around and you know, it's like, you know, yeah, be awesome, whatever. Lisa goes, just so you know, my fashion secrets are taped inside the locker. When it's like, first of all, we're 10 years removed from the junk you're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was really that into it at the time. So I don't think anyone watching this 10 years in the future is like, I definitely need to know where to get blazers with huge shoulder pads in them.
I don't know. Her obvious replacement is wearing very similar clothes.
I mean, like, colorful, but yeah, it's not exactly the same style. But then, and then Screech gives the realest advice of anyone, because
totally,
he says...
Well, actually... go ahead. But I might counter this. I see where
well,
you're going.
Because Screech
you say
says, hey, be nice to the nerds and the geeks because they're the ones that are going to be making the money.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty on the nose.
Yeah, prescient, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what were you going to say?
Well, the first one, though, was Take Care of Our Planet. It's Jesse Spanos.
Yes.
It was the very first one, mm-hmm, which I think that was also, you know, not fluff. Well, it was fluff.
Hear her out. Give her a chance, guys.
Yeah, I mean, she tried. That was still a good one. But Slater's was Be Good to Bayside.
Yeah.
Then, snooze. Yeah, Fashion Secrets.
Be nice to the geeks.
Be
and
nice
then
to the geeks.
Zach.
And then it comes to this point of real debate and contention.
Yeah, where he says high school or the... Look, he's like, high school are the best years of your life. Enjoy them, whatever. Again, I didn't hate high school. I didn't hate it by any stretch of the imagination. However... I would argue the only best of that times is that you don't have to pay any bills. Like, you don't have to pay any bills or, like, do that shit. But other than that, fuck no. Do you know what the best time of your life is? The best time of your life is when you can go to the grocery store. Don't worry about it. You can go to the grocery store and buy all the goddamn candy you want and no one yells at you. You can stay up as late as you want. No one yells at you. You can, if I want to go leave my house at 2 a.m. to go somewhere, I can go do that and no one yells at me. All of those things are better than high school. Do you know how much of my time is spent thinking, I can't believe how awesome it is that no one is yelling at me right now for doing this? That takes up 90% of my brain space. That's all I can think about whenever I'm doing something I couldn't do in high school is, isn't it awesome no one is yelling at me right now? I'm eating ice cream for dinner right now and no one is yelling at me. It's awesome.
You're just the female embodiment of Tom Hanks' character from Big, basically, is what you're saying.
Thank you for the best compliment you've ever paid me. Thank you.
No, it's, I guess in some ways, true.
Thank you. But you know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah,
being an adult is infinitely more awesome than being in high school.
I'm not going to argue with you. I will.
I mean,
go
there's
on
some bummer
saying
shit about it, but
is maybe even the low point of most people's lives. So,
yeah, most people. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had a lot of fun because I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't doing any of my work. I mean, maybe that's one bummer. It's like you could skate by and not do any work at those times, and now it's like, oh, you got to do work or you don't get a paycheck.
The thing is, though, I don't really know how much we need to go into it because who's making this recommendation? An 18-year-old.
Right.
He only knows.
Know.
So basically what he's saying is that being in high school was better than being a prepubescent or an
infant.
In
those cases, he's right.
So basically it's better than, you know, a time where he couldn't feed himself or control his bowels. Is basically,
in that case, he's got a point.
Pretty much it.
Yeah.
It's better than when I couldn't read.
Right.
That's basically what he's saying.
And
I can drive a car now.
It's true.
So, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Tommy, what did you think about... Is this the first time that you watched Saved by the Bell outside of, like, high school?
Absolutely. Do you think I do this willingly? Do you think
I know
just
that, but it's
and...
like even when you're, like, flipping the channels, because it's still, like, in reruns on everything
ever.
Yeah,
it's definitely everywhere. I would just press the button again.
There's never a part of you that's like, oh, I just want to go back and feel like I'm in high school again and watch this
there
for a minute.
There is zero part of me that ever wants to feel like he is 18
Oh, right.
Or
I guess
less.
You just said that. No nostalgia value for you.
Yeah, none. I want to cut that part out of my brain.
Well,
so.
I'm sorry that you had to watch a weird clip show episode, but it was the only one left.
No, it's
really.
Actually, it's good because it kind of saved me the trouble of watching all of the episodes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got to kind of cram them all in there in a half hour.
Right.
So I feel like I...
How do you feel about being on your first podcast?
How do I feel? I think we avoided some pitfalls.
Did we?
I am tempted to high-five you on that. You want to?
Let's do it on mic. All right.
Okay. Ready?
Let's get it.
Hold on. Nice. All right. So that is a hatchet buried, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. First of all, obviously, I hope people... Like, you didn't dump me only because I high-five too much. I will put that out there. It wasn't the only reason.
I'm getting the hairs are tingling right now.
It was
that we're
like
going
one
into
of
this
a
territory.
If it was a pie chart, it's like the majority of the pie chart, but not the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kidding, only because I've talked about it so much on here.
I don't. It's a shame that this isn't a video cast because, like, you know that look that a dog has when it's been left outside in the rain too long and it's like really cold and it's kind of given up on things.
Oh my god!
As soon as you start talking about me dumping you or breaking up, like on a podcast in front of the entire world, like
oh
I am,
like,
my head goes down
fine.
And my like eyes
it was
sink
so
to the ground.
Long ago. It's
and
fine
oh my
now.
God, I just want to die.
Everyone's fine now. It was a long time ago. This was fun.
This was fun. I agree. I think that this is such a huge episode in so many ways. We high five.
We high five.
And then,
on
yeah, your
record,
show stuff, whatever.
It's the lost episode. It's the last of the actual episodes until the movie, until I figure out the logistics of doing the movies.
Yeah.
I think people are going to be psyched about this.
Yeah.
Are you ready to be famous? That's the question I have
for
you.
No, I mean, clearly not, but I mean, whatever comes, you know, I'll deal with it.
Okay, well, this is normally the time, because I have comedians on, that I say, where are your next shows, what's your Twitter, all that kind of stuff, but you, all your shit's on lockdown. You can be found nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You're off the grid.
Totally.
Living a life of secrecy. Thank you for coming to my apartment to watch this show with me.
Yeah, this was a real pleasure, and again,
you're a good friend.
Sincerely, congratulations on the podcast. It's such an achievement. And I know there's people out there that are truly biting your style right now.
Well, we can go into that later.
We can go into that later, but without going too much further into it, you deserve all the credit in the world for this. So congratulations.
You're very nice. You're
welcome.
Thank you. And thank you for coming and being on here. Yeah, you guys, the movies, I do want to do the two movies. It's just a matter of figuring out with who and how I'm going to do it. The Tumblr, as always, is gobayside.tumblr.com. That's where you can find all the episodes, pictures of all the guests, all that kind of stuff. It's on iTunes forever and ever. I will let you guys know when I figure out what's going on with the two movies. But I thank you for listening to this lost episode of Go Bayside.
B for B, B for B, Go Bayside!